Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. First Lady Jill Biden will be in Minnesota later today for a speech and campaign event in Bloomington. Dr. Biden scheduled to address the Education Minnesota Representative Convention and later speak at a Women for Biden-Harris event. Minnesota House lawmakers put the finishing touches on their tax package today, which got mostly positive reviews during public testimony Thursday. It appears the Democrats will not likely put a constitutional amendment before the voters this fall to increase the state's sales tax 0.3% for housing. State Revenue Commissioner Paul Marquardt told the committee,
"Top priority in Governor Walz's Lieutenant Governor Flanagan's bill was kids and families. And the number one priority in this tax bill are kids and families."
But Beth Cadoon with the Minnesota Chamber says a provision that would allow public release of some corporate tax returns violates a longstanding principle of taxpayer privacy.
"It is unclear what information could be released without Minnesota violating the federal law that prohibits states from releasing federal tax information, as Minnesota taxes are based on federal returns."
The bill also includes property tax relief for the Iron Range. The daughter of Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, Isra Hirsi, was among 108 protesters arrested for trespassing Thursday during a pro-Palestine demonstration at Columbia University in New York. Hirsi is a student at Barnard College and posted earlier in the day that she was suspended for, quote, "standing in solidarity with Palestinians facing a genocide." The State Pollution Control Agency is investigating a spill at a taconite plant in northeastern Minnesota. They say a pipe at the North Shore mining plant in Silver Bay broke Wednesday, releasing about 140,000 gallons of recycled water. Some of it reportedly spilled into Lake Superior. And the Twins open a 3-game series at Target Field tonight against the Tigers. Flu activity and cases are winding down in Minnesota this spring. State Department of Health epidemiologist Melissa McMahon says the totals indicate it's been a rather severe flu season.
"For our number of hospitalizations, we are higher than basically every season we've had besides 2017-18, which was a particularly severe flu season. But our peak never got to those really astronomically high points the way it usually does in a severe season."
McMahon says we had fairly high flu activity and it stayed there for a long time. There have been 4,200 hospitalizations this season compared to just over 3,300 last year. And the Minnesota Wild closed out the regular season with a 4-3 loss to the Seattle Kraken last night at the X. Seattle scored 3 third-period goals in the victory. Minnesota finishes the season in 6th place in the Central Division and missed the playoffs for the first time since 2019. This is MNN.